Friday already, and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for April 26th, 2024, the final Friday of the month, and National Pretzel Day. Established in 2003 by then Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, highlighting the state's connection to the history of pretzels, believed to have been brought there by German settlers in the 1700s. And it's big business in Pennsylvania, as you may know, but the history of the pretzel itself dates back to the Middle Ages, like the 800s, and the monks who are believed to have actually created the pretzel. The design of the pretzel was initially symbolic of praying hands. And topping the headlines this Friday, the Supreme Court, the now sometimes violent anti-Israel, anti-American protests, the Trump trial, the NFL draft, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in China, where he delivered remarks early this morning after meeting with Chinese President Xi.
I'm pleased to announce that earlier today, we agreed to hold the first USPRC talks on artificial intelligence to be held in the coming weeks. We'll share our respective views on the risks and safety concerns around advanced AI and how best to manage them. And our two governments recently agreed to share best practices on closing loopholes in our financial systems that the drug traffickers and other criminal enterprises use to launder money.
Blinken said the meeting was an extension of the summit held between President Biden and China's president in San Francisco last year. As for President Biden, he is still in New York, where he attended another fundraiser this morning before heading back to the White House this afternoon. Last night, there was a big fundraiser in beautiful Westchester County, New York, hosted by actor Michael Douglas and his actress wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones. And you know what? Nobody really cares, right? I mean, yeah, I'm sure some people might care. But imagine if they had hosted a fundraiser for Trump, the left would be irate today. They'd be getting canceled out. Never see a Michael Douglas or Catherine Zeta-Jones movie, right? But nobody really cares. Because normal, rational people just don't do that, right? Anyway, the big story from New York, the story that everyone around the world is paying attention to, is the New York trial of former President Donald Trump, who spoke about it with our Greg Kelly.
The most shocking thing I've seen in a long time, Benny Thompson, who tries to come off as this avuncular kind of wise man, you know, from the January 6th committee, he wants to put you in prison without Secret Service. I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know if you've reacted to it yet, but he's got a proposal that would terminate Secret Service. Now, I don't think you're going to jail, but let's face it, theoretically, it could happen. He wants to deprive you of your Secret Service if you go to prison. These Democrats want you dead. You realize that?
Yeah, because I'm the one that turns things around. I'm the one that had the best economy in history. I'm the one that had the best border in history. I'm the one that had the low energy prices. And we were respected all over the world. And we were doing things like nobody's ever done. And we had the best economy ever. I mean, if you think about it, we had energy prices at a level like nobody's ever seen. You know, we were number three or four in energy. And by the time I finished, after 2 years, we were number one by far. We were beating Saudi Arabia and Russia, and we were going to beat them both combined within a very short period of time. We're going to be an energy behemoth like nobody had ever seen before. You know, we have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, and nobody knows that. You know, nobody talks about it, and the Democrats don't know how to use it. Biden goes out and buys the oil from Venezuela, and it's bad oil, too, by the way. It's tar. We call it tar. Because, and we have the only factory, we have the only plant that can refine it. It's in Houston. So, you know, you can imagine if they're talking about the environmentalists, what's pouring into the air from tar. But we're getting a lot of our energy now from Venezuela. They used to be the enemy. Now, all of a sudden, they're getting rich because of this guy that doesn't have a clue what's happening. So we have to win, or we're not going to have a country. We literally, and you cover it so well, we're not going to have a country. You can't have borders like that. You can't have a bad economy. He wants to raise taxes by four times what you're paying right now. Think of it. Four times what you're paying right now. And the Green New Scam is taking up all our money. We're spending trillions of dollars on the Green New Scam, and that includes everybody has to have an all-electric car, which is impossible because you can't make that electricity, but, you know, these are minor details. But they want to go EV. They want to have electric vehicles at least 50% in 6 years. And right now you're at 5% and nobody wants them. And they're fine. You know, you should have a choice. You could have an electric car, but you have to have other types of cars, everything. It's, I mean, there are a lot of different forms of engine and motors, and you have to be able to choose what you want. And we have the greatest manufacturing capability, but China had been stealing. I stopped it. Now they're going back again. You know, they're building the largest car factories in the world now in Mexico, and China's building them, and they think they're going to sell the cars into the U.S., but they won't do that if I'm president, I can tell you right now.
I want to ask you, and we also want to respect the gag order. I know, you know, got to watch it, but are you more or less likely, you think, to take the stand in the Manhattan case right now? I know.
Well, I would if it's necessary. Right now, I don't know if you heard about today. Today was just incredible. People are saying, the experts, I'm talking about legal scholars and experts, they're saying, what kind of a case is this? There is no case. You know, they had David Pecker testifying today, and he was, you know, people are saying there's no case. There's literally no case. You respect Andy McCarthy and Jonathan Turley and Mark Levin and a lot of people that you know and respect and that I know and respect. And virtually every, I don't know of one that said there is a case. This is a political witch hunt to try and get an incompetent president back in office. And I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. But we have to be vigilant. We have to get out there, and we have to fight as usual.
President Trump speaking with Greg Kelly last night, who revisited this.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
I think you locked up the election with that moment, but you didn't follow through on that, yet they are trying to put you in jail. No, my question is, you were asked about that. You said, look, these are good people. I don't want to hurt them. And I kind of thought that was a very honorable thing to say. What happens if you become president again regarding them and the rest?
Well, let me tell you, I didn't want to. I thought it would be a terrible thing. And there were opportunities, obviously, and good, strong control. Everything was good, but I did not want to. And I thought it would be a terrible thing for our country. They don't care. These people are radical lunatics. They don't care. And they have to be very careful with what they're doing because it comes back to bite. And you're right about it. That would have been a horrible thing to do, I thought. But they don't mind doing it. And you're talking president, not, you know, the wife of Bill Clinton would not have been a nice thing to do. But I felt that way. I really did. I felt that way. And she was quite nasty. And by the way, to this day, she talks about the election. Nobody goes after her. They go after conservative Republicans. They go after Christians. I mean, it's going to be a lot different out there. And I tell the Republicans, and I think I'm having an impact, a big impact. I tell them, you better start fighting because, you know, you're not going to have anything left if you don't. And we have some great people. You know them. They're on your show a lot. We have some great Republicans, but they're realizing they're going to have to get tougher, and they will. It's happening.
One more thing. Listen, it looks like, you know, from the outside looking in, you still have the momentum, these amazing moments that you're having in the city with the hard hats, the bodega. Behind the scenes, though, I mean, you are caught up in this trial. Is that starting to take its toll? You know, campaign operations, all these things that you have to do, are you able to do them? I guess you're not. How are you going to kind of get around that?
Would I prefer not having to do them? Yes. It may very well be having a positive impact on the polls because the people see it's a scheme. It's a, you know, it's a scam. Alvin Bragg is backed by Soros. Letitia James, her whole campaign was, I'll get Trump. And then you had a rigged judge on that case in Gorin, a man that truly had no idea. The other day for the bond, you saw the bond, which we won. $175 million backed up by cash. He didn't know what cash was. He actually didn't know what cash was. And he's setting fines on something that was absolutely perfect. Any other judge, any fair judge, any reasonable judge, even a bad one, but reasonable, would have thrown that case out 2 years ago. But you have these people, they're evil. You know, they're evil. They're sick. And Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, look at all the crime we have, and yet they have a big portion of their office sitting there over absolutely nothing. There's no crime.
Donald Trump on Greg Kelly Reports, and you can hear a lot more of that interview in the Greg Kelly Show podcast. If you're listening from the Newsmax website link at newsmax.com/listen, Greg Kelly Reports, the podcast, is right below the Newsmax Daily. Or just search Greg Kelly Reports on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, whatever you're listening to podcasts on. As Trump mentioned, the DA, seven other prosecutors, as we discussed yesterday, and the attorney general all sitting in that courtroom with him while New York ignores all kinds of violent crime and allows real criminals to be released on bond, like some of the violent protesters that were fighting with police at Columbia and NYU. More on that in a bit. Yesterday, the rape conviction of Harvey Weinstein was overturned by the New York Court of Appeals. You know, Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood movie sleaze. They said the original trial had been prejudiced by witnesses. You remember the whole Me Too movement that was essentially spurred by the Harvey Weinstein case? Where's all the outrage now? Among other things, the court said Weinstein was cross-examined in a way that portrayed him in a highly prejudicial light. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a basis for a Trump appeal, should he be convicted. A prejudicial light. The other big story is presidential immunity and the Supreme Court.
Wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes?
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
That was Trump's legal team making the argument to the Supreme Court Thursday. Eric Bolling spoke about it with former acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker and former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
That's really what it is. If you don't have immunity, you're gonna put handcuffs on, whether it's Trump, Biden, Trump, or whomever, going down the road. Why don't they really get this issue?
Yeah, well, I think some of them do. And I think you saw through the questioning, whether it's Alito or Justice Thomas, they understand the gravity of the situation. And remember, it's not just the next administration like we see here in Joe Biden prosecuting Donald Trump for these, you know, novel legal theories. It's also places like the International Criminal Court that could, you know, without presidential immunity, could drag a future president or even this current president into their jurisdiction. And so this issue is big and important. And I think some of the justices grabbed that and they understood that this wasn't just about Donald Trump, even though the left wants to make it that way. This is about future presidents and their ability to do the job.
Now take a listen, folks. Do you have that control? I hope you have that Brett Kavanaugh soundbite. Take a listen to this for Pam.
How about President Obama's drone strikes?
So the Office of Legal Counsel looked at this very carefully and determined that, number one, the federal murder statute does apply to the executive branch. The president wasn't personally carrying out the strike, but the aiding and abetting laws are broad. And it determined that a public authority exception that's built into statutes and that applied particularly to the murder statute because it talks about unlawful killing did not apply to the drone strike.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you take that away, that immunity, then you could try Obama for a drone strike that may have erroneously killed some collateral damage young children or something along those lines. Is that about right?
That's exactly what Justice Kavanaugh was asking the Department of Justice, and I think he did a very poor job answering it, the Justice Department. But you sure, that, and that's what Matt was saying, presidents would become figureheads. They would have no authority. They would be scared to do anything. They couldn't do anything.
That's former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi on the balance with Eric Bolling. And here's more on the Supreme Court from retired Judge Andrew Napolitano.
I want to get your take on what we've heard so far. You know, a lot of talk was about this Nixon versus Fitzgerald case. It was 1982. President has absolute immunity. But there's sort of this outer perimeter that is somewhat up for discussion now. We're hearing a lot of that. Were Trump's acts non-official or official? Tell us your reaction to this particular argument and who do you think is swaying and if they are swaying the Supreme Court?
Well, Nixon versus Fitzgerald involved an Air Force officer, a civilian employee of the Air Force, but a high-ranking one, suing President Nixon for directly ordering his firing because he was a whistleblower. And the Supreme Court said that was an official act of the presidency, and so he can't be sued for it. Here, we're not talking about a lawsuit. We are talking about a criminal prosecution. The court's oral arguments came down to two issues, Bianca. One is, was whatever Trump did on January 6th and the days and weeks leading up to it official core functions of the presidency, or were they personal acts? Were they intended to protect the presidency and further democracy, or were they intended for some personal gain? There's no real dispute but that if they were core presidential acts, he cannot be prosecuted for them. But if they were acts intended for personal gain or some venal or inappropriate purpose, he can be prosecuted. Now, who would decide if they were official or non-official acts? Well, the trial court would. Could right. the judge make that determination alone? No, only a jury can make that determination. So if you ask me what I think will happen today, I think the Supreme Court will send the case back to the trial court with specific instructions. You impanel a jury, try this case, and instruct the jury to decide if whatever the government says Trump did was official acts or non-official. If official, there is no case. If non-official, then ask the jury if it constituted a crime.
Either way, that's a win for Donald Trump because it buys him more time. It delays Jack Smith's case. And in fact, while Trump is in New York, he did make comments about the Supreme Court. I do want to play what he said just a short time ago, Judge.
An argument on immunity is very important. A president has to have immunity. This has nothing to do with me. This has to do with a president in the future for 100 years from now.
Donald Trump is right. This is not just about him. It's about the presidency for all time, because this issue has never been resolved. But it's clear to me that there is no absolute, total, complete immunity for everything. Even the conservative justices conceded that. That's why I think it's going to come down to this question of fact. Was the behavior that he allegedly committed, which supposedly was criminal, official core functions of the presidency, or things he did on his own to keep himself in office? Jack Smith was smart enough to craft the indictment so that it could be interpreted either way.
Former New Jersey Judge Andrew Napolitano on Newsline with Bianca De La Garza. Newsmax Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Cohen told us that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is speaking out against the anti-Israel protests on college campuses across the United States, as our president remains silent on the issue.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says what's happening right now on America's college campuses is horrific. He's strongly condemning the rise in university protests as students call for the murder of Jews through intifada and the annihilation of Israel.
Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally.
Over the past week, anti-Israel demonstrations have popped up from California to Massachusetts, with some protesters endorsing Hamas terrorism. Since Friday, hundreds of students and others were arrested at Columbia, Yale, NYU, USC, Texas, and more. Many Republicans have called out the anti-Semitism, the harassment, the bullying. The White House is hedging, saying President Biden believes in free speech on college campuses and that students have the right to protest, but not engage in physical intimidation or call for violence. Listen.
The president believes that free speech, debate, and non-discrimination on college campuses are important. They're important American values. Students should feel safe. Communities should feel safe. It is a deeply painful moment. He sees that. He understands that.
Netanyahu is demanding more needs to be done to stop the chance of death to Israel, death to the Jews, and by the way, death to the United States, so America, on college campuses. Charlotte, today we learned that more than 250 protesters who were arrested at NYU and Columbia have been released, and they face no criminal charges.
Newsmax correspondent Daniel Cohen in Jerusalem. So there you go. The New York way, right? Don't worry about getting arrested because you'll be released with no charges. And you heard Corinne Jean-Pierre in there with one of her standard lines. The president doesn't care, or he would have at least made a strong statement about it. Crickets so far from the White House. Let's go back to Bianca De La Garza, who spoke with former CIA officer and podcast host Mike Baker.
You know, FBI Director Ray Mike has said we don't monitor protests, but these really aren't protests. You can have AOC and Ilhan Omar out there defending these students, but this is actually something I think that people could take a step further and say it's more than even unrest. There's something, you know, rotten to the core here. What should the FBI be doing? I mean, if they were very interested in January 6th, why not open files on some of these folks here to see exactly who's there? We've had a wide open border for several years.
Yeah, well, the reality is, look, there's layers to these protests, right? You've got the kind of the gormless young kids that are out there because they're looking for some sense of community and an opportunity to belong to something, but they couldn't find Gaza on a map if you open the atlas to the map of Gaza and pointed to it. But, you know, aside from those individuals, then the most interesting thing from my perspective is you pointed this out. You talked about the money. Is who is behind this? Who are the outsiders that are actually supporting this? And by that, I mean, this is not spontaneous. As much as we'd like to imagine, or as they would like us to imagine, that it's just spontaneous. And here's the kids rising up on campuses, you know, and there's no coordination and there's no funding and there's no strategy behind any of this from outside sources. It's just naive, because we've seen this over the years, over and over again, these potentially, you know, grassroots operations. There is a bigger voice behind it. So I think there needs to be more investigation into that. And look, Hezbollah, as an example, they've got a very significant global reach. Right. They're very used to putting out their money, their funding, their financing, their support. And the bottom line is, you know, Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, his official X site came out, you know, supporting the protesters. And I think if you're getting the backing of Ayatollah Khamenei, you might want to step back and rethink your position in life.
That's former CIA cover operations officer Mike Baker on Newsmax. Certainly food for thought, right? This is spreading fast. Started at Columbia, and all of a sudden it's like in 10 states and getting bigger. Why and how? All right, let's wrap it up with Utah Rep. Burgess Owens weighing in on the day's top stories.
President Trump's got his eyes on New York. That was some news that we heard about this rally at Madison Square Garden. I mean, you think about New York City, sir. It is a very liberal city. A lot of Democratic voters typically here. But he says he wants to honor police, firefighters, and teachers. What does it tell you about how he's running this campaign while he is limited to the restrictions of being in New York City?
Love it. Smart. What he's doing is he's reaching out to the American people. Keep in mind, we're on different sides of the aisle when it comes to politics, but both Republicans, independents, and Democrats love our country. They want the best of their kids. They want to go out and build their dreams, build their businesses. And we've never really had a chance until now, COVID, BLM, what's going on right now with Israel, to see what evil really looks like. And now that we see that, we have good New Yorkers saying, you know what, I just want to get back to normal. I just want to be able to get up every single day, go to my work, know I'm going to be safe, come back, build my dreams, build my memories. All Americans want the same thing. And what President Trump gives us an opportunity to do is see what it looks like. He has the vision to get it done. He has the boldness to get it done. He has the courage to get it done. And he's going to get respect around the world that we get back to the country that we all know we can be. So I love the fact that we're finally talking. We the people are talking together, no matter what side of the aisle we're on. We do that, there's nothing more powerful. And he's going to show that in New York as we move forward, for sure.
Congressman, you mentioned students on college campuses. Columbia University has been really all the talk in the past few days in terms of headlines here, as anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protests have essentially taken over the school. An encampment is still there. Students are forced to learn hybrid now, basically virtual, to stay safe. And the school is negotiating with the students that essentially took over and set up those tents there on campus. What do you make of what's happening there?
Well, I've seen this movie before. Keep in mind, I grew up in the Deep South, days of KKK, Jim Crow, and segregation. I saw what it was when Black Americans were trying to have the same rights as Jewish Americans are today. And we said we'll never go back to that era. I've had people, former schoolmates in high school and in college, years just recently say, I'm so sorry that I got bought into. I bought into that hatred, because they now realize with regret that they would have people, adults around them, teaching them this hate. We're going to come to that same position where some of these kids are going to grow up, continue to hate others, but many of us will regret what they went through and what they were taught during this time. We're going to get this back. At the end of the day, the institution, the college institution, should be teaching the American dream, the culture of our country, what made our country what it is, and not being infiltrated by and fought a KKK from the other countries that we don't want to for some reason get out of here. So we need to go ahead and first of all have these young people expelled, get their student visas taken away, have them go back to the country they came from, and then build our country from within with those who love our nation.
Utah Congressman Burgess Owens on National Report with Sean Kreisman and Emma Reckenberg. As the first full week of the former U.S. president's trial wraps up and these protests continue popping up, there will be plenty of discussion and debate on all of the weekend shows. Make sure you have it on Newsmax, Newsmax Plus, and Newsmax.com today and all weekend long to keep up with that and all the breaking news. Wake Up America Weekend Edition, don't forget, begins at 7 a.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, plus Saturday and Sunday Agenda, Saturday Report, America Right Now, the Gorka Reality Check with Sebastian Gorka, twice on Sundays, and so much more, plus a lot of special programming on the weekends as well. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you for listening to the Newsmax Daily in the Netherlands, in Italy, in Canada, in Belize, and all the other great places I heard from yesterday at @radio_Marino. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend, the NHL or NBA playoffs, NASCAR, whatever. And keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.